Hello, everyone. Tonight is Monday, September 13th, 2021. And the subject is the word endure. We're going to be reading from James 5:11 and James 1:2-4. It says, Behold, we count those blessed who endured. You have heard of the endurance of Job. And have seen the outcome of the Lord's dealings, that the Lord is full of compassion and is merciful. The word endure means to last, to suffer patiently, to sustain, to bear under, to tolerate and bear to the end. Trouble and affliction may be the lot of the best Christians, those who bear the greatest joy. May yet endure very grievous afflictions. Our afflictions are those we did not create, nor sinfully put upon ourselves, but are such as it is said to fall into. In afflictions, we must learn to exercise joy. We must not sink into a sad frame of mind, which would make us faint under our trials. We must learn to be joyful. We must exercise faith. And we must exercise patience. We must also exercise prayer. When we bear all that the Lord appoints, and as long as He appoints, and when we not only bear them, but rejoice in them, that patience will have its perfect work. When the work of patience is complete, the Christian is entirely lacking nothing. Let the needy become beggars at the throne of grace, and they are in a fair way blessed. We should have no wavering, where we sometimes are lifted up by faith and then thrown down again by distrust. This will be like the waves of the sea that rises and falls, swells and sinks. It is not the man who suffers only that is blessed, but he also who endures. Afflictions should not make us miserable, because a blessing will arrive from them. Sufferings and trials are the way to blessings. When a man is afflicted, he shall receive the crown of life. A suffering Christian shall be a crowned one. Our endurance must stem from our love to God. The Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. He will make His people abundant. He will give His people abundant amends for all their sufferings and afflictions. Let us therefore endure our trials till the end. We must learn to endure not only patiently, but triumphantly. God promises us glory and rewards for those who hold the fort in the battle of their trials. Whatever the trouble, take it straight from God, then take it straight to God. And thank Him for it prayerfully. The deeper our commitment to Christ, the more we can endure. Without enduring faithfulness, we could easily be blown away by the wind. God will make our endurance worthwhile. What is the secret of endurance? Our commitment of love to Christ, the quality of our relationship with God, our quality of trust in God's plans for us, our faithfulness to Christ, and our surrender to His will, knowing all things are from Him. He is the one who said, This thing is from me. God has the last word. Afflictions shall last no longer than till they have done the work for which they were sent. God will always frustrate our devices to thwart His plan. His counsel and plans stand forever, and His counsel is always fulfilled. We must never deny pain, for that would be a denial of the cross of Christ. Nor must we fight pain, but like Christ, we must adopt it and conquer it through Christ. In all these things, we are more than conqueror through Him that loved us. Once God said, this thing is from me, we must never try to thwart or change it or alter it or go against it. We must never try to fix it. We must submit to it and endure it. But there are some things in life beyond our control. When they come, may they not confuse our soul. So many times our plans do not work and everything goes wrong, and we realize that there is nothing we can change or alter those changeless situations that God had planned for us. May we accept the things that we could never change and accept the changeless situations that God creates in our life and walk with Him in full trust. Amen.